All right, welcome back here to Highmore. Dustin Stortzum, Big Daddy Dave Williams. We're about 6 minutes, well, 7 minutes away from tip-off here in game number two. And this one, it might be quite entertaining, Dave. It's 1-12 Jones County. The Coyotes taking on 1-13 North Central, two teams that have struggled to find their footing this season.
Yeah, this would be a good game for them to, you know, work out some kinks. They're teams that are fairly similar. And they've just had a rough go of it. I mean, and we know the beginning of the season, that's when coaches kind of tend to load the tougher games up. Not to say they're not all tough through the game, but you're really going to get your harder games right off the bat to kind of get you into the groove of things. And these guys, are, you know, they're still learning. They're fairly young on both sides of the ball. So it's, you know, a process to get familiar with each other, to maybe learn what the offense is. And that's what you've got to do. Just take this in each game. Just try to get better and improve upon it.
Yeah, you're certainly right. I've had the opportunity to talk to Logan Secker a little bit. He's a young coach. I think he might be the same age as me, if not younger. He looks younger than I do. That's certainly a fact. But he's got a young squad this year. I mean, North Central and the girls team, they're super young, and the boys team, they are fairly young as well. A pretty big roster here today that they brought down here for the Action Classic. Again, they are 1-13 on the season. Jones County is 1-12, and you know, it's tough to prepare when you have to announce six games in one day. But I did find some stats on Jones County. Their leading scorer this season is number 25, Cooper Feddersen. He is averaging 11.2 points per game. He's averaging also 7.2 rebounds. So he's kind of closing in on a double-double for the season if he can up those rebounds, just a few a game. Again, 5 minutes to go before tip-off. Also, another leading scorer for them, Carter Iverson, the 6-foot senior guard, number 11. He is averaging 8.6 points per game. And then also Jet Nix, he's averaging 8.2. So those are your three main scorers. You'll see a little bit from Kayan Convey. He's averaging 6 points a game with 2 rebounds. And then Tolikson, the 6'1" junior forward, he's averaging 5.7 points per game. So that's, I would say that's your projected starting lineup right there.
Right.
For Jones County tonight. We've seen some different players for North Central because they're, you know, they're trying to find that perfect starting five. But expect Brady Biedelschmacher, expect Bryce Biedelschmacher. I believe Colton Moore will start as well for them. And we'll see about the other two because they do like to switch in and out. So we'll see who North Central goes with to begin things. But we'll take another quick 3-minute break when we come back. Tip off right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka. Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe is proud to be a North Central Thunder sports sponsor. Dale's Building Supply carries high-quality lumber, siding, a large selection of shingles, decking materials, windows, doors, cabinets, paint, and much more. Let Dale and the staff help you with your next building project with their years of knowledge and expertise. They're locally owned and appreciate all their customers. Good luck, Thunder, from the crew at Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
At King Super Bear Foods, you'll find great people, low prices, and family pride. We give you more, you always pay less. King Super Bear Foods is simply the best. From our family to your family, fresh foods, friendly service, we're dedicated to quality. King Super Bear Foods, we're saving money as a family tradition.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
Welcome back here to Highmore. It's North Central, the boys team, 1-13, taking on Jones County. The Coyotes, they are 1-12 on the season. We are still in your pregame show, sponsored by Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg. Dustin Stortsom, Dave Williams with you inside of the Jensen Ruck and Sand of Mobridge broadcast booth. And our keys to success here in the CHS River Plains, I think, for North Central, I've been able to cover them quite a bit. I know we announced a game together. Right. They struggled taking care of the basketball, and I think that's one of their main problems that they need to do in this game, especially against a team that has also struggled this season, is, you know, really work on taking care of the ball, setting up the offense, and finding good shots.
Yeah, absolutely. I think not trying to get too far ahead of yourselves and get out there and score a bunch. You know, take your trip. Go down, make your plays, put up a good shot, and just keep doing that over and over again and working on those turnovers. That's going to be a key to both sides.
Now, you're certainly right, and they are doing starting lineups right now. Taking a look at both teams. North Central, they're going to be in their white uniforms with dark blue lettering. They also have a couple lines down the side of their jerseys that are dark blue as well. For the Coyotes, Jones County, they have kind of the old New York Knickerbocker type of jerseys there. They got all blue jerseys with the orange lettering going across the front and back. And so that's what their jerseys look like. We'll go to another quick, let's go to a minute break when we come back. Tip-off right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Fontana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
Welcome back here to Highmore. Dustin Stortsom, Big Daddy Dave Williams with you. It's time for your Campbell County Collision starting lineups. And for Jones County, it'll be Kalen Convey, Carter Iverson, Jet Nix, Cooper Feddersen, and Gunnar Whitney. For North Central, it's Brady Biedelsbacher, Colton Moore, Ashton Hartling, Bryce Biedelsbacher, and Dawson Walls. We are ready for tip-off, and the opening tip goes into the hands of North Central. We have basketball here in Highmore. It's the boys' game right here on the DRG Media Sports Network. Colton Moore in the corner. He'll throw up a three-pointer to begin things for North Central. Shot is up, no good. An offensive rebound going into the hands of number 32, Dawson Walls, but it gets tipped out of bounds and last touched by the Thunder. Full court pressure coming from North Central. Here's Convey getting it up court, stolen by Walls and the Thunder. Here's North Central, and Hartling gets the ball stripped out of bounds. We'll stay with the Thunder. Colton Moore to inbound for North Central. Inbounds pass going into the corner. Hartling has it. Throws it behind his back, and it's stolen away. Here's the Coyotes the other way. It's up no good. Shot by number 25, their leading scorer, Cooper Feddersen. He could not get the layup to fall. It goes out of bounds. Last touched by the Thunder, so the Coyotes keep possession of the basketball. They get it in to Convey. Convey to Feddersen. Feddersen back outside. Here's a wide-open three-point look, and it's up and no good. North Central, the other direction. Walls has it from the high post. Loses control of the basketball and getting tangled up there with Carter Iverson.
Yeah, tried to go down in the paint, but three Coyotes there to tie him up. Not the best path to the basket.
Convey to inbound. He gets into Iverson. Iverson back to Convey. Convey bounce pass to Iverson as they get it across the half court line. Here's Iverson. Nice feet. Down low inside of the paint to Convey. Convey to outside. Now to Whitney. Whitney down low, and the shot is up and no good. Number 15, Jet Nix, will go to the free throw line for two shots.
This is Bryce Beetle-Schmacher called for the first foul.
I hear that name called quite a bit this afternoon, or this morning, whatever you want to call it. Bryce Beetle-Schmacher, Brady Beetle-Schmacher, there's even a Cole Beetle-Schmacher as well. All three of them were on the floor the last game I called, so that was an interesting finish to that game. The shot is up no good on the second free throw, but it's a 1-0 lead for the Coyotes to begin things. Beetle-Schmacher to the high post. Hartling has it, loses control of the basketball, is able to regather himself. Here's Walls. A little indecisive on what he wants to do as he hands it off to Colton Moore on the left wing. Moore driving to the low block, being double teamed. And another jump ball call. This time the possession arrow favoring North Central. Colton Moore to inbound, checking into the game for North Central, number 35, Chris Marshalik. And also Cole Bukowski. Inbounds pass quickly to number 10, Beetle-Schmacher. Shot is up no good, though, and the rebound going to the Coyotes. Here's Iverson the other direction. Double teams on the volleyball line, getting it down low, and I'm kind of surprised a foul wasn't called there. Convey got hit from behind. No foul called, though, and Beetle-Schmacher the other way. Here's Hartling on the high post. Wide open look from the left elbow. It's no good off the back of the rim. I think if he would have committed to that shot right away, he would have had a better or a higher percentage of making it there. 1-0, Jones County over North Central with 5:44 to go in the opening quarter. Nice feed down low, Iverson to number 15, Jet Nix for two.
3 points so far for the Coyotes.
Here's a three-pointer on the way. That's up and good, right between the eyes from downtown, Cole Bukowski. From deep, and he answers right back with a three. So 3-3 here early on. Here's another shot from the low block. No good by Nix. Beetle-Schmacher coming down with the rebound, but a jump ball call. That's the third jump ball already here in the opening 3 minutes. Possession arrow favoring the Coyotes.
Yeah, the Coyotes, they're not afraid to grab at the ball and tie it up, as we've seen already.
Convey for three. It's no good off the inbounds pass. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by the Thunder.
Gunnar Whitney tried to chase it down, just couldn't quite get to the sideline in time.
Whitney to inbound. He gets it into Iverson. Iverson guarded closely by Bukowski. Here's Convey in the corner. Nice feed to Nix. And the turnaround floater falls. A little Dirk Nowitzki right there. He's got the first 5 points on the board for the Coyotes. Bukowski to the corner. Beetle-Schmacher, a three-pointer. He answers right back. Bryce Beetle-Schmacher from the corner. North Central now leads 6-5, 4:40 to go in the opening quarter. There's Convey to Pedersen. Pedersen on the drive. He draws the body. Count the basket and the foul.
Yeah, nice move to the bucket, drawing the foul, getting the basket. I think we've kind of got past that feeling out process now.
Yeah. And
both teams are starting to put some points up.
First foul on Marshallik as the N1 free throw is good. So a three-point play for Cooper Feddersen, their leading scorer. And a travel called on the other end. A quick turnover for North Central. 4:27 to go in the first quarter. It's an 8-6 lead for Jones County over the Thunder. Here's Feddersen. Pump fakes from the corner. Hands off Convey. Outside to Iverson. Working on Brady Beutelsbacher. Whitney now. Nice feed down low. Wide open Feddersen, but he missed the layup. And coming down with the basketball initially was Bryce Beutelsbacher, but he loses control of it.
Yeah, the rim said, no, I don't feel like letting that one in right now, because that was, I mean, it looked like it was about to drop, and then it popped right out.
Feddersen to inbound. He'll get it in the Convey. Convey trying to get it back down low, but Beutelsbacher tips it away. He comes up with a basketball now. Dribbling to the right wing, now to the corner, working on Nix. Gets inside the post, hands off to Marshallik. Marshallik's shot is blocked, but Brady Beutelsbacher coming down with it. Now he loses control of the basketball. Coming up with it was Iverson of Jones County, and then Brady Beutelsbacher draws a foul.
That is his first, but third team foul already.
3:52 to go in the opening quarter. 8-6 Jones County over North Central. Iverson driving down the middle of the lane. Nice feed to the baseline, and Whitney puts it in for two. Iverson's got great court vision. He has found the wide open man on almost every possession here.
Yeah, he's the guy you want to have the ball coming down, because he does a great job at that.
Kotsky turns it over, and a foul. Ashton Hartling will pick up a personal foul. So that is our fourth team foul. Hartling's first. 3:25 to go in the opening quarter. 10-6 Jones County with the lead. Jones County coming into this game 1-12. North Central 1-13. So both teams looking for their second win on the year. Here's Feddersen. To the right wing, Whitney back outside. Iverson, a three-pointer. It's up and good right between the eyes from downtown. And Jones County leads 13-6 with 3:06 to go in the first quarter. Timeout on the floor. We will take an Integra timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
Our relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
Welcome back here to the floor in the Highmore Auditorium. Four team fouls, excuse me, for North Central. And that's a good time to remind you that the Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Brady Beutelsbacher. My goodness. Mixing my words up right now. His shot will not fall. Jones County the other way. Whitney to the corner. Convey backing in on Beutelsbacher. Hands it off to Whitney. Whitney to the right side. Iverson has it. Now to Nix. Nix, a nice bounce pass to Feddersen down low, who's being double teamed. And his turnaround jumper is no good. Rebounded by Bukowski of North Central. Bryce Beutelsbacher on the free throw line. He gets down low, being double-teamed. Feddersen with a beautiful block. As the ball goes out of bounds, it will stay with North Central. Colton Moore checking in for Bryce Beutelsbacher. 2:26 to go in the opening quarter. 13-6, Jones County with the lead. Colton Moore gets it in. Bukowski to Marshallik on the high post. Marshallik outside and stolen away. Here's Convane, a one-on-one to the rim, and he lays it in for two.
Now all five starters on the score sheet for Jones County with that bucket.
15-6 lead for Jones County. A great start for them. Koski down low. Marshallik throws up a shot. He leaves it long, and the offensive rebound goes to Brockle. Outside, Bukowski on the drive. Back outside, Brockle, a three-pointer, and he hits from deep. Answers right back with a three of his own. The lead cut down to six. It's 15-9. Jones County with the lead. Nix, baseline. Trying to find Whitney on the low block, but it's tipped out of bounds by Bukowski.
Yeah, I don't know if that was the smart play. He was right there under the basket. He should, you know, at least pull up and draw the foul instead of throwing that one away. But they lucked out that the ball stays with them.
Substitute coming into the game here for Jones County, Caden Kinsley, the 5'8" sophomore, checking in for the first time. And a beautiful inbound pass, but the shot will not fall. 1:35 to go in the opening quarter.
Sure, Carg wants that one back. He was wide open there for that one, but the rim didn't cooperate with him.
Got a foul called here on number 11, Carter Iverson. Noah Carg has also checked into the game for the first time for the Coyotes. Ashton Hartling. Well, he might have a bloody lip here.
Yeah, it looks like he got clocked in the mouth, so they got to send him off and get him cleaned up before he can go back out.
And he's talking to Coach Logan Secker. They're looking for some blood. There was none in his lip. I don't even think he needed to come out of the game. But
no, I think by the time he got to the bench, he had taken care of it already.
Right. Here's Bukowski on the free throw line. He'll throw up a three-pointer. It's no good. Left it long. Offensive rebound, Marshallik. Outside, Brockle a three. That's no good as well. Card coming down with the rebound. Just checked into the ball game. 1 minute to play in the first quarter and a wide open three-point look. Iverson gets it to fall, his second three of the contest. Wide open. I mean, he just dribbled right across the half-court line. Nobody picked him up.
Yeah, if it's there, you take it and drain it.
Right? Here's Colton Moore. Reverse layup. Ooh, nice.
Wow.
Finger roll there for Colton Moore on the reverse layup. 18-11, Jones County over North Central. Lead cut down to seven. Iverson over to Kinsley. Kinsley to Iverson. Back over. Whitney out of the corner. Pedersen to Whitney. Whitney dribbling with the left hand to the left wing. A bounce pass down low. Pedersen being double teamed, and he's fouled hard on the shot. And I believe that's going to go against number 35, Marshallik. That's his second personal. Fifth team foul.
Yeah, he got good position there. I was able to get the shot off, just couldn't quite bank it in, but a good play set up there by the Coyotes.
24 seconds to go in the opening quarter, and the first free throw by Feddersen is up and in. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. A new group into the game for North Central. Nathan Horner checking in for the first time. First time I've had the opportunity to see him this year. And the free throw is good. 2-for-2 on the free throws. A lead back out to 9 here for Jones County. They lead North Central 20-11. 24 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Hartling over to Beetlespacher. Loses control of the basketball on the elbow. Able to get it back, and Horner threw it away. Was trying to find, I believe that was Dawson Walls. Yes, it was. Dawson Walls on the baseline was not able to find him. So now the Coyotes will have the last shot. 11 seconds to go. Iverson with it. Full court pressure here, and a foul called.
Yeah, he just put his head down and just barreled his way up the sideline, able to stay off the sideline, but Brady Beetlespacher called for a second.
Now, I do not have a number 5 on my roster here for North Central, but he has checked into the game freshly. So we'll try to get a name on him before too long. Still 20-11, free throws coming up for Jet Nix. That is the third personal foul on number 24, Bryce Bietelschwacker. So their leading scorer now goes to the bench, probably for the half, with three fouls in the opening quarter.
I would imagine so. They gotta be careful.
1-1 free throw is up and in. One more free throw coming up. Here's Jet Nix. His second free throw is good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Large lead of the game here for the Coyotes as a last second heave is no good. And that will do it here in quarter number one. 22-11 Jones County over North Central in this opening quarter. We'll take an Integra timeout break when we come back. The start of our second quarter right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure? How much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
Welcome back here to Highmore. It's the Action Classic. And one quarter of play in the books. Jones County 22, North Central 11. But I got a feeling things are going to tighten up here in quarter number two. I think we're in for a good basketball game. Some foul trouble for North Central. Their leading scorer is on the bench right now with three fouls.
And that's where the benefit of having the deep roster that they have comes into play because, you know, yeah, you're going to miss him out there, but you've got some people out there that can hopefully pick up the slack while he's on the bench.
Still don't have a name for number five on the floor for North Central. Here's Hartling, a three-pointer that's up no good. Offensive rebound going to Walls. He throws up a shot from the low block and gets it to fall. First 2 points on the board for North Central, 22-13 now. As we have a foul. Oh, a tough call there. The fans of North Central did not like it. Nathan Horner went in for the steal attempt.
Yeah, a little too aggressive there. Had a great idea trying to snag that one and steal it away, but just got a piece of the Coyote player.
Well, the problem right now for North Central is every foul. The Coyotes will go to the line. Here's a 1-1, and the first free throw is good.
And they were 6 of 7, Jones County was, from the line in the first period. So that's really giving them those bonus points.
Second free throw coming up, and that's good as well. 2 for 2 on the free throws. Lead back out to 11. Horner's had the check into the game because Bietelschbacher is out with three fouls. Here's Waltz, the left wing, to Horner. He'll throw up a three-pointer. It's no good off the back of the rim. Offensive rebound going to number 5 of North Central. Horner back in the corner to Walls on the high post. Bounce pass to Horner. He'll get it outside. Hartling trying to find the North Central player in the corner, but he throws over his head and a turnover.
Yeah, he's got jumps, but not quite that high of jumps. A little too high for him. So those are the things they need to kind of clean up as they continue along here in the game.
Ah, Ben Beadle. I should have known that. I've announced these guys like 3 or 4 times, and the one time I don't have his name on the roster. That is a Ben Beadle, number 5, here for North Central. I want to thank one of the fans down here below us for giving us that information. Here's Iverson. Feeding it down low. Cart working in. He'll swing it back outside. Iverson, a three-pointer, looking for his third of the morning, and the shot is no good. Last tipped out of bounds. By, oh my god, I think that was a missed call there.
Because Walls was the last one to have his hands on the ball, both of them in fact, but yeah, they caught a break and they get the ball.
Here's Horner on a drive, shot is up, no good. Foul called, so Horner will go to the line here for 2. .637 to play in the first half, 24-13. Jones County with the lead as the first free throw is no good. A couple subs coming into the game for the Coyotes. Here's the second free throw coming up for Horner. And this one's no good as well. Off the back of the rim and no good. Convey in the corner on the other end for Jones County. Working on Brady Beetlespot. Throw it outside. At three-pointers up, no good. By Kinsley. North Central with the rebound, but Beetle can't keep control of the basketball. He'll turn it over, trying to move things in transition.
And again, those turnovers hurting them in those free throws. You can't leave those free points on the board and coming up empty on that trip.
24-13, Jones County over North Central. Here's Kinsley, top of the key. Handing it off, Convey, driving baseline, getting it back outside, Feddersen. Nice bounce pass to Convey on the baseline as he gets to the low block, puts up a shot. It's no good, but a foul called, and he'll go to the line for two. That is the first personal foul on Dawson Walls, ninth team. And the first free throw is left short. Substitute coming into the game. That is Cole Bukoski. Ben Beetle will head to the bench. Here's a second free throw of two for Convey. And that one's good. So one for two on the free throws. 12-point lead now for Jones County over North Central. 6 minutes to go in the first half. Walls over to Hartling. Hartling losing control of the basketball. He's able to get it back, though. Now looking around to the top of the key. Bukoski to the corner. Three-pointer by Brady Beetlespacher. That's up no good. Convey with the rebound. He'll throw it up court. Whitney down low to Nix, and he puts it home for two. Things going from bad to worse here for North Central in quarter number two. They now trail by 14. Hardest lead of the game for Jones County. Corner. Down low to Hartling. He loses control of the basketball. Another turnover for North Central. Whitney has it now. He'll hand it off. Convey to the rim with the right hand. He puts it up and lays it in for two. 29-13, Jones County.
And we're seeing exactly what we talked about, those turnovers by the Thunder, and it's coming back to bite them as Jones County is cashing in on them.
Timeout on the floor. We will take an Integra timeout as well. 29-13, Jones County over North Central. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
With planting season upon us, make sure all of your seed needs are taken care of by contacting Seed Solutions of Roscoe. Choose from these brands, Channel, Three Hybrids, Garst, Wensman, and Seeds 2000. So if you're finding your seed supply a little short this season, be sure to call Joel at 281-1000 or Gary at 228-1756. At Seed Solutions, for all of your seeds and seed treatment needs, have a safe and productive planting season from the guys at Seed Solutions of Roscoe.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. 5:09 to go in the first half. It's Jones County 29, North Central 13. And in the way things are looking right now, Jones County, they don't look like they're 1-12 on the season.
No, they're really on the ball today. I mean, everything that they're trying, they're going down. They're rebounding well. The free throws are falling. They're 7 of 8 so far in the first half here. So things are going really right for them, and they're doing a good job of hanging, you know, protecting the ball, hanging on to it, and that's where North Central is having a tough time right now.
We resume play on the floor here. We will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show coming up at the conclusion of the second quarter. Colton Moore shots up no good. Whitney with the rebound. He'll come the other way with it. Hands off to Feddersen, who dribbles with the left hand, guarded by Walls. Now they'll give it to the corner, Conway. Looking on the left elbow, now swings it to the right side. Whitney has it. Trying to facilitate things with the left hand, getting it down low. Feddersen, nice catch on the low block, looking for the reverse layup. Now he'll hand it off to number three, Kinsley, who gets it back to Feddersen. Now Feddersen to Nix, outside to Conway on the baseline. Conway's shot's no good, but a foul after the missed shot. And that will go against Jones County, number 25, Feddersen picking up the foul. Iverson checking back into the game for Conway. Karg also checking back in. First personal foul for Feddersen, third team. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team and reminds you that snow means slow. 4:29 to go in the first half. Fulton Moore on the right wing, dribbling with the left hand at the top of the key. Now looking around for some help. He throws a bounce pass down low, reverse layup, up and in for Cole Bukowski. What a feed there from Colton Moore. I don't even know if he knew that Bukowski was right there on the low block. He just threw up a desperation bounce pass, and it went right into the hands of number three, Bukowski.
Just trying to make something happen, and it worked out. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, right?
Carr's first attempt is no good, but his own offensive rebound goes up and in the second time around, 31-15. Jones County over North Central. It's a 16-point lead. Here's Colton Moore outside. They need this three-pointer, but he left it well long. Whitney up court to Kinsley. Kinsley to Feddersen. Pump fakes the mid-range jumper. Now drives on Marshallik. His shot won't fall. Marshallik coming down with the rebound. There's Brady Beetlesbacher the other way. He kind of wants to go coast-to-coast here on Iverson, working on the baseline. Loses control of the basketball and goes out of bounds. Last touch by North Central.
Yeah, good defense there by Iverson, just basically running him over the end line, so he couldn't get close to the basket, and they get the ball.
Full court pressure coming from the Thunder. Iverson to Kinsley, and he tries to feed to the right side to Whitney, but it's tipped out of bounds. Took a hard bounce off the scores table there. And now the inbounds pass. Iverson trying to find Carr, tipped away by Bukowski. Here's Hartling the other way for the Thunder. Brady Beetlesbacher driving to the top of the key, now to the elbow. Hands off Marshallik. Marshallik down to the corner. Bukowski jab steps to the right foot. He'll now feed it to Brady Beetlesbacher, who drives down the middle of the lane. His shot is up. No good. Missed all of it. Under three to play in the first half. 31-15, Jones County with the lead. Iverson over to Whitney. Whitney to Kinsley. Kinsley down low. Stolen away by Marshallik. Intercepted. He'll hand it off to Bukowski. Walks this one across the timeline. Dribbling to the right elbow. Handing it off to Marshallik inside the post. He'll throw up a floater with the right hand. It's no good. He's shaken up on the play. And on the other end, Feddersen puts it in for two. And a timeout call of Marshallik. Limping off the floor here for the Thunder. Landed, kind of took an awkward shot there with the right hand and came down on that right ankle pretty hard. That was, that allowed Jones County to go the other way in a 4-on-5, and they easily scored. 33-15, Jones County with the lead. After the injury timeout, here's Hartling. Down low, Walls, bounce pass outside. Beetle to Horner. Horner driving on the baseline, being double-teamed. Carr coming up with a steal, and he throws it off the back of the head of Feddersen. A turnover.
Had no idea that was coming in. Bam.
Under two to play in the first half. Here's Hartley. Down low. Walls shot blocked away.
Well,
sending it into the
bleachers.
He
bounced back pretty good because he just swatted that one away.
He might still be upset. Yeah. Getting hit in the back of the head.
Dang ball, get out of here.
18-point lead for Jones County, their largest lead of the game. Here's Bukowski off the inbound pass, a three-pointer. They sure need that one. It's no good, though. Tipped out by Feddersen. The ball on the floor right now. Bukowski comes up with it, and he tries to get it down low to Horner, but it's tipped out of bounds and will stay with North Central.
Yeah, got a little sloppy there, kind of bent back and forth, and Kyatt's last touched it, so North Central gets a little break here.
Horner inbounding it out. Bukowski over to Hartling. Hartling to the left corner. Horner pump fakes. Now drives to the left elbow. Swings it back to the top of the key. Hartling a three-pointer. It's no good. Another offensive rebound for North Central, though. 1:25 to play in the first half. Bukowski throws it to the right side with his right hand. Here's Beetle. Beetle looking. Back to the top of the key. Hartling back to Beetle. Beetle now to Horner on the left wing. Swinging it to the corner. Bukowski has it. Down low to Walls, and it's stolen away. Iverson in a one-on-three, trying to finish with the right hand. Spun around and was fouled on the play. He'll go to the line for two.
Yeah, what a steal there by Iverson. I mean, that just came out of nowhere, took off, and they were able to catch up with him, so he couldn't get the easy basket. Now he gets to go to the line.
First free throw is up and in. looking a little bit like Allen Iverson on that steal.
Had the moves there. Right.
If only he could have finished on the spin around right-handed finger roll. Here's a second free throw from the line. It's good. He's 2 for 2 either way. And we have two more substitutes coming into the game for Jones County. Conway will check back in along with Jet Nix. Kind of a surprising score here. 35-15, Jones County with the lead over North Central. Jones County's 1-12 on the year. North Central 1-13. Here's Horner. Down low, swinging it outside. Bukowski on the drive. He'll throw up a floater. It's no good in the middle of the lane. Offensive rebound going into the hands of Dawson Walls. He can't get it to go either, but another offensive rebound. Now Beetle driving baseline. He stepped on the out-of-bounds line. The turnover for North Central.
And that's kind of how it's gone here in the first half. The shot's just not falling. The break's going the way of the Coyotes, and that's why we see the 20-point lead we do.
Iverson, and he is fouled on top of the key. Ben Beetle picks up the foul.
Yeah, got mugged there. I mean, there was no hiding that one at all. So Iverson back to the line.
Two shots again. I mean, Jones County in the double bonus. They've been in the bonus since, what, the first quarter, late in the first quarter. As the first free throw's good. He's been good from the line so far.
And they've really, yeah, taken advantage of that. They are, what, 10 of 11 right now from the free throw line.
Second free throw coming up. And it's good. 2 for 2 on the free throws. 32 seconds to go. Free throws will win you games. That's what it's doing right now for Jones County.
Absolutely.
Here's Bukowski off the screen from Walls, handing it off. Horner driving down the middle of the lane. Shot is up. No good. And they just cannot find the bottom of the basket right now. 15 seconds to go in the first half. Conway guarded closely by Horner. Throws it to the corner. Now to Iverson. Iverson with 6. With 5. He'll drive down the middle of the lane. Throws up a floater. It's no good. Rebounded by North Central. Here's Bukowski with 1 second. Throws up a 3/4 court heave, and it's no good to end the half. 37-15 as we hit the break here at the Highmore Auditorium. Jones County with the lead, 37-15 over North Central. Dustin Stortsom, Big Daddy Dave Williams with you. We'll head to a quick 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, we will have your Fresh Start Market halftime show right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
At Fortress Bank, our commitment to our customers reaches beyond the monetary aspects and into the communities in which we live, do business, and raise our families. Being recognized by Forbes magazine as the 2019 Best Bank in South Dakota shows specifically the great customer service and skills of our employees and their impact in the community. We are grateful our customers see these qualities and continue to choose us as their financial partner. Thank you from all of us at Fortress Bank in Bowdell. Member FDIC.
Nobody wants to get in an accident, but if you do, Arts Body Shop in Eureka is the only call you need to make. Arts Body Shop, the finest in auto body repair and painting, has the team to do it all. They offer complete collision repair, 24-hour wrecker service, rock chip repair, complete windshield replacement, and locksmith services. So when life throws you a dent, Arts Body Shop can pull it out. Call 284-2524. Arts Body Shop, where the service is excellent and the final result is even better.
So you had an appointment with a specialty physician and are cleared for 6 months. Great news, right? 6 months later, the weather turns bad, you have a family emergency, or you simply can't make your appointment. Now what? Thanks to telehealth and the interactive solutions provided by the Bowdell Healthcare Center, you can keep your appointment. Most specialty doctors' follow-up appointments can be done through telehealth, giving you peace of mind to keep that appointment. Telehealth is available through the Bowdell Healthcare Center.
Teamwork, preparation, dedication, putting forth that extra effort that others won't. Sound like a recipe for a state championship? Actually, it's the approach at First State Bank of Roscoe to serve all of your financial needs. Good luck, Thunder, from First State Bank of Roscoe with branches in Bowdell and Eureka, your locally owned independent community bank. Member FDIC.
Our relationship you can bank on. First State Bank of Roscoe.
All of us at Drake's Place C Store in Bowdell invite you to stop by before or after the game. Hi, this is Ryan Drake, reminding you that we have everything you need to fill up both your tank and your appetite. Choose from subs, pizzas, chicken, or one of our delicious burgers. We also carry snacks, beverages, and more. After the game, meet your friends for a beer and some snacks while you talk over the game. Or fill up your tank at the Drake's Place in Bowdell, proud sponsor of this game.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stort, some Big Daddy Dave Williams with you here inside of the auditorium. It's 37-15, Jones County with the lead over North Central. I want to give a quick shout out to some of our sponsors for today's coverage: Court Trust Bank, Arts Body Shop, Bowdell Healthcare, First State Bank of Roscoe, Drake's Place in Bowdell, Calc's Meat Market, Double M Crop Service, and also Turner Drug, Dakota Country Store, Dale's Building Supplies, AP Express, Rock Tough, Ken's Food Fair, and also Roscoe Hardware, Dakota Insurance Solutions, Seed Solutions of Roscoe, and Montana Dakota Utilities. Well, halftime here, a score that I didn't expect to see at the break, a 22-point lead for Jones County.
Yeah, and it really goes to Jones County. They played discipline. They only committed three fouls in the first half, where on the flip side, by the end of the first period, they were in the bonus being able to shoot. And they got 12 attempts at the line and made 11 of them. So you take away that 11 points, and it's a closer ball game. And like you said, the free throws, they can win you games, and they definitely are for the Coyotes.
Yes, they definitely are. And Bryce Bielschbacher going to the bench. They're North Central's leading scorer on the season. He has to go to the bench. He had three fouls in the first quarter. He had as many as Jones County had in the entire first half. And we did not see him for the entirety of the second quarter. Expect to see him out on the floor to begin things here in the third. And that could make a little bit of a difference. But, I mean, right now, Jones County is just in control. They're not really turning the ball over. Iverson is facilitating the floor really well. He's seeing everything, and he's able to find the open man on almost every possession.
Yeah, things are going really well for Jones County. They're making their plays. They're getting some good looks. They're working hard down low and protecting the ball. That is the key for them. And North Central, just they've had a hard time with the turnovers, which we've talked about prior to. Bryce only had 3 points in that first period. So their leading scorer, you know, he has to sit down. We don't see him for the second period. And as deep as they are, it is tough when you lose your leading scorer regardless.
Yes, it certainly is. 4 minutes to go before the start of our third quarter. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. Jones County back on the floor here. They're getting warmed up before the start of the third quarter, but let's take a look at that CHS River Plains keys to success for the second half. What does Jones County have to do in order to hang on to this lead and come out with a win?
Boy, just do what they've been doing. Get to the line. They've 11 of 12. They've really got a lot of points that way, and you know they've been successful. They've had a few things drop for them, but they ran into a tough basket. They had a handful of shots that just didn't drop. Not because they took a bad shot. So just keep doing what they're doing. Distribute the ball. I mean, all five starters and some of their bench players are on the score sheet, and that's what you've got to continue to do. Just spread the ball around, get the buckets.
So how about North Central in the second half, only scoring 15 points in the opening half? What do they have to do to erase this deficit and come back and win?
Well, the big thing is limit the turnovers. You've got to hang on to the ball. They've been aggressive, you know, on the boards. Keep doing that. Just you've got to limit the fouls, too. You can't give away that many shots while you're only getting two shots at the free throw line and don't even cash in on them. So just protect the ball, you know, and try to get some of these guys going and see if they can find them some open looks and at least some good shots on the floor.
You're certainly right. 37-15 at the break. We'll take a two-minute Integra timeout when we come back, the start of our third quarter, right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Cox Meat Market on the northeast edge of Eureka is your number one source for all your processing, smoking, and curing needs. Whether it's beef, pork, or sausage, Cox Meat Market does complete custom processing. All orders are cut and wrapped the way you want it. You are guaranteed to taste the difference when you buy our locally raised meat at Cox Meat Market in Eureka. Call 284-5218 for your appointment. You can beat our prices, but you can't beat our meat.
Teamwork is the key to success, whether you are on the basketball court or in your cornfield. Hi, this is Mike Kessel from Double M Crop Service in Bowdell. You can use my 15 years of crop insurance experience to have a winning season with your farming operation. Call me at 605-281-1551 to discuss your strategy. As a team, we can win. Double M Crop Service is an equal opportunity agency.
Turner Drug, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy since 1985. Turner Drug offers a pharmacist and staff that knows you and your family. They're always ready to answer your questions and provide you with exceptional service when filling your prescriptions. Turn to the pharmacy that turns your questions into answers. Turner Drug. Good luck, students, athletes, parents, and coaches from Turner Drug in Bowdell. Visit Turner Drug on Main Street in Bowdell. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The Dakota Country Store, owned and operated by Performance Oil, is your bulk fuel and oil supplier in Eureka. Number 2 Ag Diesel is now available at the pump. The Dakota Country Store is proud to serve the needs of the community and proud to sponsor high school sports and academics. Good luck tonight and good luck in the classroom. For fuel and game time goodies tonight and any night, visit the Dakota Country Store in Eureka.
Both teams getting ready to come back on the floor. North Central's out there. Jones County, a couple of last minute words here. And we will have basketball again. Yeah. Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stortz and Big Daddy Dave Williams with you. We see Bryce Beetlesbacher back on the floor. He's playing with three fouls to begin quarter number three. So we'll see if Jones County wants to attack him or not, because this is certainly a different team when he is on the bench.
Yeah, North Central, you know, they still want him to play aggressive, but you've got to, you know, you got to dial it back a little bit, too.
Staying in that zone defense is North Central to begin quarter number three. Conway outside to Nix. Nix to Iverson. Back to Nix, top of the key. Held out, dribble to the corner, hands it off to Conway. Conway swinging across and stolen. Bryce Beetlesbacher will go coast to the rim and lays it in for two. Good start for North Central to begin the second half. Steal and score. Here's Iverson to the high post, Feddersen. And he's going to turn the ball over. North Central again coming the other way. This time Brady Beetlesbacher looking to go coast to coast. And this shot is no good. It gets tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Ashton Hartling. Jones County will take possession. Iverson over to Conway. Conway to Nix. Jet Nix with it, guarded by Hartling. To the right side, Conway now to the corner. Iverson. Conway dribbling with the right hand. Hands it off to Iverson again. It gives to Feddersen on the high post. And he had a wide open look from the elbow that falls for two.
Yeah, great job there by the Coyotes, moving it around, getting the guy open, and getting an easy bucket there.
Hartling to Brady Beetlesbacher on the left wing, looking for the high post. Bryce Beetlesbacher getting the screen from Marshalik, and Brady Beetlesbacher was stripped, but he's able to get it back. And now he loses control of the basketball again, and a travel called this time. Jones County will take possession of the basketball. Cole Bukowski now checking in for the Thunder for the first time this half. Brady Beetlesbacher maybe just needing a couple minutes to sit down and rest. A lot of control there in the last couple possessions. Here's Iverson. to the corner. Nix, double team by Colton Moore and Marshallick. Now swinging around the top of the key is Jones County. Iverson, a wide open three-pointer. It's no good off the back of the rim. It looked good initially off his hands. Here's Bryce Biedelspacher. Wing to go in transition for North Central. Bukowski thought about a three. Now kicks it outside. Colton Moore driving down the baseline, and he's getting tangled up with Feddersen, able to get it back. Hands it off to Marshallick. Marshallick's shot's no good. Offensive rebound going to Bryce Biedelspacher. His three-pointer won't go, and now Iverson finally coming down with the board. Jones County the other way. Iverson to the high post. Nix has it. And a jump ball called. Dawson Walls checking back in for Marshallick.
This is where we see this cushion for the Coyotes. Can help them out because they can be a little more deliberate on offense. They don't have to be in a hurry to try and find a shot.
Koski to Moore on the left wing for North Central. Here's Hartling on the drive. Back to the high post. Wall shot, left short, offensive rebound. No. Feddersen coming down with it for Jones County. He'll hand it off to Iverson. We'll bring it across the timeline. Iverson to the high post. Feddersen being double teamed by Walls and Moore, and a foul called. Foul will go on Colton Moore. That is his first personal. Feddersen to Nix, down to the corner, off the inbound pass. Iverson a three, no good. A couple three-pointers in that first half for Iverson. He's yet to hit here in the second half.
Yeah, this is where North Central can take advantage. They were having that problem before, not getting shots to fall, and now that's what's happening to Jones County.
4 points for Bryce Biedelspacher to begin the second half as he gets a layup to fall. Here's Iverson, and he gets called for the travel. Iverson frustrated there as he shakes his head. Missed a couple wide-open three-pointers, and now a travel called. That can get to a player. Here's Bryce Biedelspacher in the corner. Working on Jet Nix, he'll drive. Taking it to the rim, it's no good, but an offensive rebound. His second chance effort is no good, but he's fouled and will go to the line for two. And even with three fouls, Bryce Biedelspacher being aggressive here offensively for the Thunder.
And that's what they need, somebody to step up, and Bryce really has right here in the second half.
First free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up, trying to make this a 19-point game. And the second free throw is good. So 1 for 2 on the free throws. Cuts the lead to 19, and Bryce Biedelspacher almost coming up with a steal.
Yeah, they're having a tough time at the line, too. Just 1 of 4 on the game today from the charity stripe.
Here's Feddersen. Down low, Conway is fouled, and he hits the ground hard. Smile on his face as he gets up, but you know that didn't feel good.
No, but getting to go to the free throw line, that helps the pain a little
right.
bit.
Especially if you can make both of them, right?
Absolutely, and they have been great from the line so far.
First free throw was no good. You jinxed it.
I did. I was just thinking that as soon as I said that.
Ben Beadle checking into the game for Colton Moore. 4:10 to go in quarter number three. And the second free throw is good. So 1 for 2 on the free throws is Conway. Back out to a 20-point lead, 40-20. Jones County leading North Central. Beadle, bounce pass down low. Walls turn around. The right hook is no good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Feddersen. Iverson on the drive. Ooh, and a foul called. He hit the ground hard as well.
Yeah, I think his mindset there is, you know, he hasn't been able to hit those two threes here in the second half. I'm going to take it in. I'm going to get something to fall. And, well, unfortunately for him, it was him and not the shot.
Here's the first free throw. And that's no good off the back of the rim. So the frustration continues for the point guard. Feel bad for him.
Yeah, broke his worked hard. Stretch of four in a row up to that point of free throws.
Here's the second one. And that's no good as well. 0 for 2 on the free throws. Shooting woes continuing here for Jones County, although they have a 20-point lead. Ben Beadle. Right, Beadle-Spocker now at the free throw line. Swing it to the corner. Bukowski will drive on the baseline, and a foul called on Iverson. .333 to go in the third quarter. Jones County 40, North Central 20. Here's Beadle. And a wide open look, decided to not take it as he swings it outside. Bryce Beilschbacher. And he'll get called for an offensive foul. That was an easy call right there. Lowered the shoulder, put it into him, and now Beilschbacher with four personal fouls.
Yeah, and I mean, we saw in the first half, Jones County was hot. They were hitting all kinds of shots. This half, they haven't been able to do it, which should be a perfect opportunity for North Central, but they haven't been able to cash in either.
Pedersen on the other end. He'll put it in for two. Lead up to 22 points now. And the thing is now is pretty much defensively, you know, Bryce Beilschbacher, he cannot be aggressive because if he is, he has an opportunity to pick up that fifth foul. So he has to play lackadaisical defense, and that can cause problems and force four on fives. Timeout on the floor. We'll take an Integra timeout as well. 42-20 Jones County over North Central. You're listening to high school basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.
Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe is proud to be a North Central Thunder sports sponsor. Dale's Building Supply carries high-quality lumber, siding, a large selection of shingles, decking materials, windows, doors, cabinets, paint, and much more. Let Dale and the staff help you with your next building project with their years of knowledge and expertise. They're locally owned and appreciate all their customers. Good luck, Thunder, from the crew at Dale's Building Supply in Roscoe.
Welcome back to the Highmore Auditorium, 42-20. If you're just joining us, Jones County, the Coyotes leading the North Central Thunder in the boys' game. Bryce Beilschbacher to Hartling. Into the corner, Bukowski just throwing it away out of bounds.
Yeah, I had a big old bunch of traffic in front of him, and he thought somebody was out there on the wing, but no. Just the bench.
Conway into the corner. Pedersen. Nice feed down low to Conway, who throws it off the glass. No good. Bukowski coming up with the rebound. As he'll throw a football pass up court to Beadle. Beadle gets it stripped away right into the hands of Bryce Beilschbacher, who drives down the middle of the lane. His shot is up and won't fall.
And the shooting woes continue on both sides here early in the second half.
Pedersen. Being double-teamed, he throws a bounce pass back out to Conway. Conway to Iverson. Getting it down low. Pedersen now with his shot, and he puts it up and in for two.
And other than a free throw for Conway, he's done all the scoring here in the third.
Bukowski to Walls, working on Pedersen, and both players go to the floor, an offensive foul. Going against North Central, and it just seems like nothing is going their way this afternoon.
No, the breaks are definitely not happening for them. They are for Jones County, although they just both teams have had trouble here coming out of the half, getting things going.
Substitutes coming into the game. Dawson Walls will head to the bench. Nathan Horner checking back in for North Central. And now Jet Nix will check out. Karg will check back in, and referees will stop play momentarily. I think we had a shot clock issue that needed to be resolved. And here we go, back in action. Iverson to the corner. Pedersen has it. Back outside. Iverson, a three-pointer. It's up, no good. Rebound goes to Bryce Beilschbacher. 1:45 to go in the third. Hartling dribbling to the right elbow. Loses control of the basketball. Now gets it outside. Horner to the corner. Bukowski down low. Bryce Biedelsbacher puts it home for two. 44-22, 1:27 to go in the third quarter. Fetterson to the top of the key, swinging it around. Iverson now down low to Fetterson, who puts it in for two. Willing his way over Ashton Hartling. 46-22, Jones County. Hartling working on Carr. Drives down the middle of the lane. He blocked from behind, but a foul called. And I believe it'll go on Fetterson here. That is his second personal foul. 13th. This is a team that plays pretty much straight up defense, and they've only had 16 fouls on the entire game.
Very disciplined so far in this one.
Second free throw is up, no good. 46-22. The Coyotes with the lead over the Thunder, and Bukowski is able to strip Fetterson from behind. Goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Coyotes. Iverson gets the inbounds pass, dribbles with his left hand to the left wing. Now gets it down low. Fetterson working on Hartling. He hands it off to Carr, who puts it in for two.
Second bucket of the game for Carr.
Biedelsbacher, top of the key, three-pointer. Hartling missed all of it off the right side of the glass, and the shot clock is now turned off. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 48-22, Jones County over North Central. I think 9 times out of 10, this is a close game, and this is just one of them that got away early for North Central.
It really happened in the second there when Jones County just kept hitting shots.
Last touch by Bryce Biedelsbacher. Iverson will inbound it from underneath his own basket. Get it into Fetterson. Fetterson to Kinley. Kinley to the corner. Iverson has it, and that'll do it here in quarter number three. 48-22, Jones County over North Central here at the Highmore Auditorium, and we will take a 30-second Integra timeout break when we come back. Quarter number four, right here on the BRG Media Sports Network.
AP Express of Roscoe would like to take this time to wish good luck to the North Central Thunder athletes in this game. They invite you to stop by before or after the game for great snacks, hot food, and your favorite beverages, as well as a full tank of gas. They have remodeled and now have a nice selection of groceries and seating area. AP Express is proud to be part of the area and proud to support this broadcast. They're behind you all of the way at AP Express in Roscoe.
Welcome back here to the Highmore Auditorium. Dustin Stortson, Big Daddy Dave Williams with me on the call this afternoon. Got two more games here coming up. Harriet Selby, the girls and boys will be in action. Our next game here on the ledger, Harriet Selby taking on the Jones County Lady Coyotes, and then the Harriet Selby boys team will take on the Gregory Gorillas. That coming up here later on this afternoon.
Looking forward to seeing the Lady Wolverines in action again. They are a fun team to watch.
They're so good.
They are. They are well balanced.
Especially defensively. I mean, that team just locks. They locked down Aberdeen Christian the other night, who was previously undefeated. They beat them by 16 points. I mean, they're a good team.
They sure are.
Here's Nix. Down low, and his shot will not fall off the front of the rim. To begin quarter number four. Make sure you stay with us post-game. It's the Premier Equipment post-game show where we will name your Venture Communications Player of the Game. A turnover right there. It's a good time to remind you that the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice. Slow down in case of ice. 7:30 to play in the ballgame. 48-22, Jones County.
Yeah, not a lot of scoring there in the third, and both teams really leaned on one player on each side. It was Fetterson for Jones County, and Bryce Biedelsbacher got all the points for North Central.
Conway with the right hook. He gets it to fall. Jones County, the first team to 50 points. Now lead 50 to 22. Here's a three-pointer. That's up no good. Offensive rebound. Bryce Biedelsbacher working on Kinsley. Shot is up no good, but a foul called. And that will go against number 23, the 5'8" sophomore, Caden Kinsley.
And he hit the floor hard. My goodness. You heard a collective gasp when he hit the floor.
First free throw is up no good for Bryce Biedelsbacher. Here's the second one coming up. And that one is no good as well. A tough day from the charity stripe for Bryce Biedelsbacher.
Team collectively just 1 of 8 after those two misses, and that hurts.
Absolutely.
I mean, when the team on the other side is 12 of 16 from the free throw line, that's a lot of that cushion right there.
And obviously, if you hit all eight, you're still down 20 at this point, but man, you'd sure like those to fall.
Absolutely.
6:40 to play. Brockle, down low, Biedelsbacher working on Kinsley, and he gets the shot to fall with the turnaround from the low block, 50 to 24 now. Convey down low, wide open, Karg, and they answer right back for two.
And that bucket that Bryce made, he's got half the points for the Thunder. They need some other guys to step up and help out, too.
And he was out all of quarter number two. Here's Biedelsbacher again down low, getting wide open, and he puts it home. 52-26 Jones County. Here's Iverson, nice crossover, and a steal. Brady Biedelsbacher coming up with it, trying to find Nathan Horner the other way, but he overthrows him, and it goes out of bounds. A turnover for North Central.
Yeah, needed to take a little off of that pass, and they would have had an easy bucket there.
Dawson Walls checking back in. 5:50 to play. Here's Iverson. Giving it to Kinsley. Kinsley to Nix. Nix to Conway in the corner. He'll find Karg down low. Karg throws up a shot. He's fouled, hits the floor hard. Iverson gets involved as well. He's a little shaken up. Both players appear to be all right. But, I mean, at this point in the game, you have to, think about your starter's health at this point. You know, you want to get the reserves into the game for some solid playing time. You know, how much longer do you keep these guys out there?
Yeah, you don't want to have anything because you never know what can happen. You know, you've got 5 minutes left in the game. It's well in hand. So, you know, it might be time to get some of the other guys on the bench in there.
Couple substitutes coming in for Jones County as the second free throw is up and in for Card. Now checking in, number 21, the 5'8" freshman, Cole Biedelsbacher. So we currently again have, I guess we only have two. Bryce Biedelsbacher went to the bench, but we still have two Biedelsbachers out on the floor as a kickball violation is called by Feddersen. 53-26, the Coyotes leading the Thunder with 5:30 to play. Here's Brady Biedelsbacher, gets it in to Cole Biedelsbacher. His first shot attempt is no good, left short. Offensive rebound going to Brady. That won't go either, and Feddersen coming down with the bounce. Football pass up court. Conway lays it in for two. Nice feed from number 30, Gunnar Whitney. 55-26. Brockle to the corner. Brady Biedelsbacher throws up a floater on the baseline. It's no good. Tipped out to the corner, and Conway comes up with it. Here's Conway looking to go coast to coast. Nobody guarded him there. He could not get the shot to fall. A second opportunity. His reverse layup won't go. Card with a third rebound, and he gets fouled and will go to the line for two.
Karg making the most out of his time out there. He's got 6 points now, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and getting another couple opportunities.
There's his first of two free throws, and that one's good. Conway will go to the bench. Jace Nix checking in for the first time, the 5'10" freshman guard. And the second free throw from Karg is no good. Rebound, Cole Biedelsbacher. He'll get it across the timeline. Brockle to the corner. Brady Biedelsbacher, a wide open look. It's no good. Offensive rebound, Cole Biedelsbacher, and he gets the call. 56-28 Jones County. 4:30 to play in the ball game, and a quick turnover for the Coyotes. Kinsley was looking for Karg there across the half court line and underthrew him. Karg was not ready for that pass. Warner to Biedelsbacher. Now to Brady Biedelsbacher in the corner. Back outside, Brockle swinging around. Nathan Horner has it, and he tries to get it to Cole Biedelsbacher, but it's tipped out of bounds by Whitney. Brockle, three-pointer off the inbounds pass. Missed all of it. Nathan Horner attempting to grab the offensive board, but it goes out of bounds. And we got running clock here in the Highmore Auditorium.
And things a little more sloppy here at the end because you've got guys who don't play a ton. So just trying to feel each other out and figure out what they're going to do. And, you know, there's a good easy bucket for Jones County.
Pedersen is the Gunnar Whitney still on the floor here for Jones County. Those are the only two starters left on the floor for them. Here's Cole Biedelsbacher, a three-pointer, left it just short. It looked good out of his hands. Whitney coming down with the board. Whitney over to Nix. Chase Nix, bounce pass down low. Karg dumping it off to Pedersen, who puts it in. Padding his stats at this point, right? 60-28.
That was a great heads-up play by Karg to get it to him in an easy bucket. He just keeps 19 points now.
JT Brockle getting it to the high post. Back outside. Brady Biedelsbacher right between the eyes from downtown. That's the first three in a long time for North Central.
Yeah, since the first half. First quarter. I mean, it's been a long drought for a three.
Karg trying to get it back outside to Jace Nix, and the bounce pass goes out of bounds. A turnover. Pedersen will head to the bench. Great game for him. Jet Nix checking back in. Brockle to Horner. Horner a three-pointer. Looking for back-to-back threes, but it's no good. Whitney coming down with the rebound. Whitney up court. Kinsley, back to Whitney. Whitney to Nix. Nix driving on the baseline, being double-teamed as he gets it outside. A beautiful pass and a beautiful shot there from number 23, Caden Kinsley, who hits from deep. 63-31.
His first point since he went 2-for-2 in the first period from the free throw line.
Brady Biedelsbacher has it off the offensive rebound. Brockle to Biedelsbacher. Trying to feed it down low to Devin Brockle. Cole Biedelsbacher now outside to Brady Biedelsbacher. His floater's no good. Another offensive rebound for Brockle and a foul. Jet Nix will pick up a personal foul. I believe it's going to be on the floor here. It's just a 15 foul. .109 to play in the ballgame, 63-31, Jones County over North Central. Here's Horner. Swinging around, Brockle, nice bounce pass down low to Cole Biedelsbacher. His shot is blocked by Whitney. North Central able to get it back, though. Cole Biedelsbacher again getting his shot blocked. He'll throw one up off the glass, way too hard. 10 seconds separates the shot clock and the game clock. Jones County with it. Whitney on the left wing, dribbling with the right hand. Now back with the left. Trying to feed it down low to Jet Nix, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched. by the Thunder. 15 seconds to go. Brady Beadlespacher to the bench. 8 seconds to play. Jet Nix. Over to the top of the key. Down to three. Down to two. Down to one. Whitney throws up a three at the buzzer. It's no good, and that'll do it. Here in the second game of four that we're calling in the, these first four games. Final score 63-31. Jones County with the win over North Central. We will go to a 3-minute timeout break. When we come back, it's the Premier Equipment post-game show along with your Venture Communications player of the game. Stick with us right here on the DRG Media Sports Network.
At Rock Tough of Roscoe, they have you covered when it comes to your equipment. Whether it's new or used equipment for purchase or rental, or repair of your equipment, Rock Tough is here for you. For a complete listing of their large selection of inventory for rent or for sale, log on to rocktough.net. Give Dennis a call at 287-4133. That's 287-4133 to see what Rock Tough can do for you. Good luck, North Central Thunder, from everyone at Rock Tough in Roscoe.
At Ken Super Bamboos, you'll find great people, low prices, and family pride. We give you more, you always pay less. Ken Super Bamboos is simply the best. From our family to your family, fresh foods, friendly service, we're dedicated to quality. Ken Super Bamboos, we're saving money as a family tradition.
Roscoe Hardware is your full-service local hardware store with thousands of products for home improvement, lawn and garden, lots of home decor, and as an Ashley Furniture dealer, you can get furniture for every room in the house. Plus, they offer plumbing services and a whole lot more. Why wait for service at a big box store when you can have the personal attention you deserve right on Main Street in Roscoe? With monthly flyers, you'll find savings you can't pass up at Roscoe Hardware.
Insurance can be confusing. What to insure, how much to insure? At Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe, an ISB agency in Ipswich, they care about you and your needs. Give them a call to discuss your present insurance coverage to make sure you're insured properly and at a fair price. Give them a call at Dakota Insurance Solutions in Roscoe at 287-4686 or ISB Agency Ipswich at 426-6243. Dakota Insurance Solutions of Roscoe and ISB Agency in Ipswich are proud to sponsor this sports broadcast.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications 605-852-2224 or online at www.venture.com.
Welcome back here to Highmore in the auditorium. Dustin Stortzum alongside Big Daddy Dave Williams, 63-31. Jones County, the boys coming down with their second win of the season, this time over North Central, as it is time for your Premier Equipment post-game show. And really, you know, after the start of that second quarter, it wasn't close.
No, and it came down to what we talked about with North Central, the turnovers. That really hurt them. I mean, in having to set down their leading scorer, goodness, Bryce Beadlespacher, he had almost half of their points for the entire game. And when you're sitting a guy down like that, and he really is kind of their spark plug, he's out there, you know, rebounding, he's, you know, throwing assists out and trying to score, and that just really took a... It was a big blow for them in that second quarter.
Yeah, it certainly was. And I think now it's time to talk about our Venture Communications player of the game. Big Daddy Dave, who you got in this one?
I'm going to have to go with Cooper Feddersen. He was kind of quiet in the first half, 7 points. He had some boards. I have him down for 4, but I know he had more than that. But, boy, in that second half, he just kind of took over down low, finished with 19 points, and really did a great job leading the Coyotes, because, you know, Iverson in the first half kind of was the leader. He was, you know, hitting some threes, hit some free throws, but then he just kind of trailed off in the second half, and that's where Feddersen really stepped it up and took things over. So I'm going to have to go with him.
All right, that is your Venture Communications player of the game. Our next game coming up here on 100.7 KMLO, it's Harriet Selby, the Lady Wolverines, who, let me tell you what, they're an exciting team to watch, and they are going to be tough to beat today. They're taking on the Jones County Lady Coyotes right here on the DRG Media Sports Network. We'll go to a break. When we come back, we'll preview that game, and then we'll have tip-off right here from the Highmore Auditorium. You're listening to High School Basketball on the DRG Media Sports Network.